What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And guys, today I'm going to be talking some Giants football going into this week. Obviously, guys, this is going to be the last week of the season. So guys, obviously, the Giants, they're going on the road. They're playing the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are trying to win that number one seed. And obviously not trying to go through the entire NFC bracket to get to the Super Bowl. It's been reported Jalen Hurts, he is expected to play. God help me. I hate it. I don't like it. I just don't like it. But at the end of the day, I don't care because I don't want the Dallas Cowboys having an easy path going to the Super Bowl because I hate the Cowboys more than I hate the Eagles. So yeah, that's what I have to say about that. It looks like Tyrod Taylor could be starting in for Daniel Jones, possibly for the final regular. Obviously, like I said, with the final regular, this is the season finale. This game is obviously more meaningful for the Eagles than to the Giants, but this still could be a good game because obviously we don't know how Jalen Hurts is gonna look going into this game. You know, don't expect the Eagles to run him a lot because you know obviously if you're an Eagles fan, you don't want to see Jalen Hurts get hit. You don't want to see Jalen Hurts get knocked up again. Because then he could be out and the Eagles might not go to the Super Bowl because we all saw how everything looked without Jalen Hurts under center, and the Eagles were horrible with Gardner Minshew. The Eagles lost to Andy Dalton, you know? So it looks like, you know, look, if I'm the Giants, the Eagles should win this game. As much as I hate saying that, it's going to happen either way. The Eagles overall are the better team for now. For now. That's all I got to say. So, here's my thoughts on the Giants. Here's my whole thing about... I just want to talk about the Giants and obviously... resting their starters, you know, because not too long ago, there was a guy named Tom Coughlin who didn't rest his starters, and the Giants went all the way to the Super Bowl and defeated the undefeated, New England Patriots, you know. But, you know, Pete Prisco on CBS Sports was talking about that, and I was like, oh, God. I don't know if Pete Prisco's crazy or if he just wants us to lose that bad. You know, but look it. Obviously, we're in a different time and we're in a different age of football, you know, where you want to keep your starters healthy because nowadays, you know, nowadays people use the term any given Sunday, you know. And what people mean by that, anything can happen. It doesn't matter what team you play. And I said this in the offseason. It doesn't matter if you're playing the worst team in the NFL. Anything can happen. You know? We're not in those days anymore. We're not in those days where the Giants would kill everyone in their path. You know? This is a Giants team that's growing. You know, this is a Giant This New York Giants team is a giant that's growing, and he's learning how to kill and how to fight and how, just trying to learn how to be a great giant and defend itself, you know? I always mention how a giant is a mythical creature, and if you read the books about mythical creatures, a giant is in there. A giant can't be stopped. Watch Jack, I forgot the movie, but it's about this little boy. It's about this boy who he was in love with this girl, and he had to fight these mean, nasty giants, and the giants were killing people. That's what giants were meant to do. You know, they're meant to clear anything that's in their way. So, you know, as much as I would love to see this Giants team get to that point to go, like, do you know how amazing it would be to see this team go to the Super Bowl? You know, it would be surprising, you know. And it's so crazy that the Giants are, and Brian Daboll got to this point, because a lot of people had the New York Giants under the list of the teams of being of next year's Cincinnati Bengals, you know, because last season we didn't expect the Bengals to do what they did. The Bengals went to the Super Bowl out of nowhere, you know. You know, they got Joe Burrow, who, in my opinion, was the best quarterback in that draft class. You know, there was a reason when the Bengals drafted Joe Burrow. There was a reason why I said, oh, the Bengals got their guy. And look at 2 years later, he takes them to the Super Bowl. But look at, back to what I was really going to talk about. If the Giants call on quarterback Tyrod Taylor to make his 54th career start Sunday, he will be playing to win and with something to prove. Early indications are that the Giants plan to sit key starters. Some have already been informed. You know, a source told ESPN. Though head coach Brian Daboll said otherwise, which could create a situation for Tyrod Taylor to replace Daniel Jones for a day. We all know Tyrod Taylor. Everyone knows Tyrod Taylor, the former Buffalo Bill, the guy that took the Bills to the playoffs and got hurt against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Bills sadly got eliminated when we all thought the Bills were gonna destroy the Jaguars. You know, that was the year the Jacksonville Jaguars almost went to the Super Bowl. But lo and behold, Tom Brady and the New England Patriots were there. And we all know how everything happened. We all know how that ended. I hate Tom Brady. No, I'm playing wrong. I don't hate Tom Brady, but I don't respect him. But back to Tyrod Taylor. This guy, we all know how big of a quarterback Tyrod Taylor, you know, like, we all know how good he can be. You know, this guy is still very young. I mean, he's 33 years old, you know. Learned 5 years ago with the Bills, like I said, that performance doesn't guarantee anything when Buffalo became the rare team to change quarterbacks after making the playoffs. So he doesn't view a game against the Eagles with nothing to gain in a playoff picture as meaningless. You know, Tyrod Taylor told, you know, he was t- telling people I'm always ready for the opportunity, but obviously that's Coach Dave's decision. As a player, look it, as a player, anytime you get a chance to compete, you are literally representing your last name, but more importantly, you are representing the organization, so it's never meaningless. It's a proven league. Any chance you get to show what you can do, you have to take it seriously. You know, the NFL is different, guys. It's a different league from college, from high school football. This is life. You don't get second chances. You gotta bust your butt every single goddamn day to get these coaches and the fan base on your side. You know? Tyrod Taylor, he went 22 for 20 as a starter for the Bills from 2015 to 2017. In the last of those victories, he threw over 200 yards and a touchdown to beat the Dolphins in a must-win regular season finale that somehow helped steal a playoff berth for the Bills. But after a first-round loss, like I mentioned, when the Bills lost to the Jaguars, the Bills pivoted away from Tyrod Taylor, trading him away and drafting Josh Allen. You know, Tyrod Taylor said yesterday when he was asked to reflect on the trade, he was saying something that shouldn't be surprising to any Bills fan. My timing there was over. For whatever the reason might have been. I'm definitely proud of accomplishing a lot of things in my 3 years there. I was able to help lead an organization to break 17 years of no playoffs. You know, look it. You know, he was also saying, I was definitely surprised, but whenever you have a first year coach and a GM, you never know. And you know what kind of, you know, you never know, and kind of have to prepare for the worst. I've played long enough now to condition myself to not be surprised, yada yada yada. You know, so Tyrod Taylor, he was really reflecting on his career in Buffalo. You know, I don't know how Tyrod Taylor didn't mention Bills fans disrespecting him when the Bills lost that playoff game. Bills fans, they burned his jersey, and then some other fans were assuming Bills fans were racist. I'm not gonna get into the whole discussion, but that's what happened when the Bills lost the game when they should have actually won it. So look, let's talk about this season. Daniel Jones has replaced Tyrod Taylor's feet by leading the Giants, and I'm happy to say this, unexpectedly to the playoffs. Just their second in 11 seasons. As we all know, Daniel Jones will be a free agent after this season, whereas Tyrod Taylor has one more year because Tyrod Taylor signed a 2-year deal with the Giants. You know, so Tyrod Taylor has 1 year remaining on his contract when he was traded to the Browns to be a placeholder for rookie Baker Mayfield. You know, now the parallels will be lost on the first year Giants duel of Brian Daboll, general manager Joe Shane, who was the Bills assistant general manager when they risked taking a step back with a rookie quarterback in 2018 after making the playoffs ahead of schedule for the possibility of a long-term leap forward. You know, look it. This is what Tyrod Taylor was saying. We surprised a lot of people in Buffalo in 2017, not just in the league, but within our building too. He was talking about Daniel Jones as well. He was saying, Daniel, Daniel has shown that he is the quarterback here. He's competed at a high level and put the team in a position to be successful every week. You can just never get in the minds of people who make decisions. The moment you try to start doing that is when you lose focus as a player. You know, Tyrod Taylor's right, you know, he's right. Cause, you know, when all these reporters kept on getting the news that the Giants made the playoffs for the first time since 2016. Everyone was looking at it as the 2017 Buffalo Bills, where no one expected the Bills to make the playoffs. Just like how no one expected this New York Giants team to make the playoffs. You know? Now you never know. Maybe the Giants could win a playoff game. If the Giants end up playing the Minnesota Vikings, the Giants could win that game. Because the Giants are gonna get healthy. You know, and they're playing a team that they can beat. So look, a rib injury mishandled by the Chargers during week 3 of the 2020 season, that ended Tyrod Taylor's time starting ahead of rookie Justin Herbert last season. An ill-timed hamstring injury in week 2 allowed the Texans to turn to rookie Davis Mills. A concussion in week 4 of the season forced Tyrod Taylor out of the only meaningful action that he has had behind Daniel Jones. You know, so look it. You know, I mean, if you're a quarterback if you're a quarterback that's going around the league, people will call it a journeyman. It's a tough reality at times. It's tough, to realize at times that you got to go around the league and take your stuff because teams need everything that they can get. Either it's at the quarterback position or, mainly quarterbacks, But, at the same time, those are the opportunities that help you learn and be better coming out of the unfortunate and challenging situations. The Giants are one of 11 out of all 32 teams who have used the same starting quarterback in each of the first 16 games this season. Tyrod Taylor replaced Daniel Jones last week in the middle of a series so that Daniel Jones could get an ovation from the home crowd in the blowout playoff clinching win. Offensive coordinator Mike Kafka was saying Tyrod is a great piece to that quarterback room. He helps not just the players, but the coaches as well. I find myself leaning on him and his experience. He's a great asset. So look at the Giants also could turn to third stringer Davis Webb, or a combination of Tyrod Taylor and Davis Webb together. Tyrod was also saying, I'm a fan of all of our guys in this locker room. We've put the work in and had a special year. I'm happy we brought in Tyrod Taylor. I was surprised when I heard the news that we signed this guy. Especially to a 2-year deal. And this was in a time where a lot of Giants fans were ready to move on from Daniel Jones, and maybe Tyrod gives this team a shot, maybe going to the playoffs. Just like how he did with the Buffalo Bills. You never know what can happen. But it looks like things have changed now. Would I love to see Tyrod play in this league as a starting quarterback? Absolutely. But it can't be with the Giants because I still believe in Daniel Jones. I always believed in Daniel Jones. And Daniel Jones has given us a reason to believe in him as, you know, as a starting quarterback. I mean, look what this guy did. And I'm not taking anything away from Saquon Barkley. You know, Saquon Barkley, he's clearly going to get comeback player of the year. The thing Saquon Barkley did, no one expected. You know? But I'm talking about Daniel Jones here. And it looked, and I'm pretty sure when the season ended, we all saw that the Giants, you know, ending the season, we all saw that the Giants were trusting Daniel Jones. Last week against the game against the Vikings, Daniel Jones, he threw the ball 46 times. Isn't that a sign of trust? Daniel Jones literally had the best game, the second best. That was probably, these last two games of this season were probably the best two games of Daniel Jones, like, season, like this year. He had a pretty good game, besides the interception against the Vikings, and he literally had one of the best games of his season against the Colts. You know, but it's been reported by Ian Rappaport that the Giants are looking to bring back Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones. I don't know how that's going to happen, you know, because you're going to have, you know, well, we're going to see what happens. Obviously, the Giants are going to have to make some adjustments to the roster for that to even happen, but I'm excited. You know, I think keeping these two as a long-term, keeping these guys long-term really gives this team a fresh of breath air, because we've seen what Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley can do when they're fully healthy, when they're also given a great coaching staff, a great supporting cast. You see that, you know, but we're gonna see what happens. And yeah, guys, that's all I have for you today. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. And yeah, I'll see you guys tomorrow. But until then, I'm out. Peace.